Welcome to the Elevation Church podcast. In this special Crash the Chatterbox edition, Christine Kane, an activist, author, and international speaker, joins Pastor Stephen to talk about refilling and refueling with the truth of God's word.
I think I made a very conscious decision a few years ago that it was, I came from a background of 12 years of abuse, and I was abandoned in a hospital when I was born, and just, I don't know who my biological family is. And I think that that rejection and that abuse, then it filled me with a very shame-filled nature. So, you know, when it kind of all first started, I thought, well, what's happening to me is bad. Then you come to a place where you think, I'm bad mm-hmm. because it's happening to me. Therefore, there must be something wrong with me. And so then I began this relentless pursuit of trying to prove myself, really to myself, that I'm really not that bad. I'm really not that bad. And I think I got to a place where it was just like, how many more accolades do you need? How many more achievements do you need before you can actually just rest in the fact that you're a child of God and God loves me, whether I do anything for him or not ever again, that I'm his daughter and that he loves me unconditionally. And there came that place where I remember that, I came across Romans 12, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And I had to get to a place where I had to replace my thoughts with God's thoughts. And I mean, Stephen, you know, it was like literally writing scriptures about who I was in Christ and on little sticker notes and sticking them on my mirror, sticking them in my car. And every time a thought would come in, which came very much from a shame-based nature that I had as a result of the abuse and the abandonment and the rejection, and having to tell myself to this day, I still do this, that, you know, I am the righteousness of Christ in, you know, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and reminding myself of who I am, because the devil loves to tell me who I am not. And if I listen too much to who I am not, I would just crumble under the pressure of that. So I've got to replace who I'm not with who I am in Christ. And, you know, I always tell people I'm only ever one thought away from going back to thinking how I used to think. I mean, you know, you give me about a week, and in about a week, I'm spiraling way, way back. So mm-hmm. for me, being in the Word every day, listening to messages every day, listening to the truth of God's Word every day, replacing my thoughts with God's thoughts, it's not a matter of I do that because I preach and teach. I do that for survival. I do that because I have to do it to survive, or I will very quickly spiral into a dark pit.
I totally agree, Chris. I come in my office most Mondays, and the first thing that I'm doing is listening to a great sermon from somebody from the weekend. I have a few that I listen to. I listen to Pastor Craig Rochelle, my pastor. I have several, and yeah. It's somewhat of an obsession. It's like, you just preached three times this weekend. A lot of times it's not even Monday morning, it's Sunday night. And I'm looking for somebody else's yeah. church stream online. And Holly will often ask me, is that really what you need? It's like, you're the guy who just, you know, ate at all you can eat Chinese buffet, and now you're looking for a steak. Like, what are you doing? You preached all weekend. And I realized at some point that if I don't fill those places in me, and it's not just through hearing sermons, but that's one way that I connect. If I don't fill those places, I'm giving the enemy all kinds of room to come in, and I'm vulnerable because I'm tired, because I've emptied myself, I've poured myself out, and learning what connects with you to say, how do I get filled? You know, for some people, it's not going to be preaching junkies like me and you who listen to 13 podcasts a day. There's going to be different connection rhythms that people use, but that's kind of the whole metaphor of Crash the Chatterbox. It's like, when the image came to me that you don't just like break it, you don't just destroy it, it's always going to be making noise. That part of you that's doubting, that part of you that's lying to you, that part of you that's insecure. But you have to find something more powerful to crash it, like to literally crash the system. And then you do it again and again and again and again. And sometimes you feel like, is any of this working? Am I making any progress? And then you'll see a little progress. But it's been fun for us today, Chris, because we've had so many people on from so many backgrounds, and not one of them has gotten on with us and said, I don't really relate to this. You know, I don't really, or has had a shortage of examples. And I was talking to some of our staff. This team has done an incredible job today. I'm looking at, you know, Cherish and Jeremiah and Brian and Jess. I'm looking at them right now. And there's others as well, Lanier and LB and all kinds of people. And they were saying, it's so refreshing to hear that your heroes have all the same stuff in their head that you do. And that was their takeaway as they've been engineering the day. And you're a hero to so many people, but nobody has any idea what you push through in your own head to bring forth what God has put in you.
Without a doubt. And it's a daily thing. I don't believe that you get delivered of that this side of eternity, because that's what actually keeps you utterly dependent upon God. And it took a lot of years to put a lot of wrong thoughts into my head. And so that doesn't just go with one prayer or, you know, one fantastic sermon. So I'm like you. What fuels me is a lot of preaching sermons. Without a doubt, by Monday night, I've listened I always weekly, of course, I listen to the Hillsong, my own pastor, Pastor Brian, and then I listen to you, without a doubt, every week, Pastor Craig, Bishop Jakes, of course. I mean, I'm telling you, and sometimes if I'm feeling myself spiral downwards, I will listen to three or four Bishop Jakes, because mm-hmm. that will just get me thinking mm-hmm. right, no matter what.
Did you hear Dr. Jazz's message this week yet from the Potter's House?
Not yet, but I'm going to.
Be careful. Be careful.
You were like screaming.
I was in tears. I haven't cried like that. I was standing in my office crying like an idiot, going, why is this one anyway? But that's how preaching affects us. That's how we're filled. That's how we're wired.
Oh, for sure. I mean, my husband will even say to me, Nick will go, he'll go, you know, Christine, go and listen to Joyce, you know, just mm-hmm. get your mind right. Because mm-hmm. It seems to be my Achilles heel, you know, out of every area, my soul realm, my heart, it seems that I can quite quickly get into that zone with God and get that right. But my mind is, today we talked with Joyce, she wrote a book called The Battlefield of the Mind, which every year continues to be the bestseller since it's ever come out. And no matter what she writes, no matter what happens, because it is the absolute playground for the enemy. So when I was reading through Crash the Chatterbox, I'm like, this is just, it is a message that you cannot ever hear enough. I love how you've just given such great practicalities. I love your vulnerability. I love your honesty. And I think that's what the body of Christ needs to hear, that you never graduate from it. And to be honest, if we're truly in a spiritual warfare and we're in a spiritual battle and we're not in the new heaven and we're not in the new earth yet, Jesus hasn't come back yet. So I say to people, like, what do you think, that I'm so healed that I don't need Jesus? I mean, that's why I'm in his word every day. Mm-hmm. That's why I surround myself with positive people. I've made some very deliberate things, like even when it comes to social media, I am so careful what I read, what I listen to. I'm almost like a vault. It's almost like you have to come across to a very to get into my mind. I don't watch television. I know this sounds crazy, but mm-hmm. there are so many things. For someone that does what I do, I laugh because I think, gee, I must be the most culturally irrelevant person for a culturally relevant person, because I don't watch much TV. Some of my friends are like, you know, I just chill out and I just watch TV. I have to. I'm almost done preaching and I'm listening to a podcast or I'm watching some sort of preaching video. I have got to get the word into me, whichever way it goes, because I don't seem, in my own strength, I can't think two straight thoughts for an hour. You know, I have to just fill myself. I keep saying it's for survival, and it really, really is. It just seems like there was such damage done to my mind at a very young age that if I'm not careful and if I'm not proactive, which is what I love about your book, there is just such proactivity in it, because I actually don't spiral very often at all anymore. And that's because I am ruthless and relentless with my proactivity at making sure that I keep my mind muscle very, very strong.
Thank you for listening to this special clip. For more bonus content from Pastor Stephen Furtick and Elevation Church, be sure to subscribe to the Elevation Church podcast.